Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, and there's someone here at the radio station who showed me in their Amazon cart what they were purchasing for their dad. I thought it was the greatest idea in the world, and so now we have the man responsible for that on the line with us. Jeffrey Mason joins us this morning. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. All right. So somebody showed me this book they were getting for their dad for Father's Day. I don't want to say who it is because then their dad will know what they're getting. But it's called Dad, I Want to Hear Your Story. And basically, your dad fills this out and his life story will be there. Explain this to me.
Yeah, it's basically 108 questions, 108 pages of questions that kind of help guide, in this case, your dad to reminisce on their life as a kid, life as a teenager, a young adult entering the world, becoming a dad, being a dad, all those things that make us us. And the idea is the guided prompts make it simple to, like I said, think back and then write down and share and preserve that amazing, one-of-a-kind life story.
There are so many books in this collection. I want to hear your story. When did this start for you? Back in 2018?
Yeah, my dad in 2018 was in the middle of being stolen from us by Alzheimer's and dementia. And, you know, my dad was a typical dad of that generation where they didn't share a lot about them. They showed their love by providing and leading the family and disciplining, of course.
Right.
But,
My mom was very good with the wooden spoon.
Yes, you know, yes, yes. We grew up in the same area, but I had all this, you know, sudden grief and regret, and I just wanted to know my dad as a person, not just with my dad. So one night I just wrote out all these questions I just wanted to know about the man, and in his notebook, and other folks saw the question and said, "Guy, I want to know about this too." So I said, "What the heck?" I threw it out in the world, self-published it, built up on Amazon, and folks started to find it. And we get emails, "Do you have a mom version? Do you have a grandmother version? Grandfather, aunt, uncle?" So little by little, we've created this series of books that, I mean, every year, Father's Day, a little piece of my dad goes into a whole lot of families' lives, and it's just the most grateful thing ever. So.
Well, I had to have you on to tell your story. You've written over 25 books. You've been published in 3 languages, sold over 270,000 copies worldwide. And when someone brought this up to me and said, "Oh, I'm getting this for my dad passed away when I was 10, so I wouldn't have had time to ask him questions.
Yeah.
But doggone it, I wish I would have asked my mom some things. My grandfather came over from Italy when he was 12 or 13 years old, and I wish I would have. I know. So you are really helping people gather these memories, and I just wanted to salute you and wish you a happy Father's Day. And how do people get your books?
They can find them on Amazon. They can find them on my web store, hearyourstorybooks.com. I mean, those are the two easiest places that most folks shop for them. So a couple of retailers around the country, but those are the main places. So
you are a genius. Hearyourstorybooks.com.
Yeah.
And this is Jeffrey Mason. There's one that I am really intrigued by. It's Mom, I Want to Learn Your Recipes. I have 2 boys, 21 and 25, and they said, "Oh, Mom, you make the greatest meatballs. I love your lasagna. You should really write down some recipes." So I'm going to buy this book for myself, fill it out, and give, you know, 2 copies to each of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's places for 50 recipes, but it's not just the recipe. It's also the memories behind each recipe. You know, what do you think of when you cook it? Who's the person you cook this for? How'd you learn it? And there's also questions about food as part of the family traditions, holiday. You know, I mean, food is such a big part of who we are as people and who we are as families. So it kind of really gets in deep there. So.
You are something else. What a great idea. Wow. Continued success. Dad, I want to hear your story, a father's guided journal to share his life and his love and really create memories to last not a lifetime, because unfortunately we don't last a lifetime. Jeffrey Mason, thank you so much. Your website again?
Hearyourstorybooks.com.
Happy Father's Day to you. You're a great father.
I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share the word.
Absolutely. What a great, sweet gift for your dad. You could also do it for your mom, your grandparent. There's one dad, I want to learn your recipes. Maybe he's a cook. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.